Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.
Triple M, if you want to know where to drop a line in the Limestone Coast or even further afield, I tell you what, the bloke to talk to is Craig from Spot On Fishing. He joins me on the line. Craig, good morning.
How you going, Ewan?
Yeah, good, mate. What have we been catching this week?
Oh, gee, this week been another tough one. The weather, gee whiz.
You fishers are a hardy bunch, mate. I tell you.
Yeah, we're starting to drag our heels a bit, though, mate. It's been a shocker, hasn't it? We've had swell and wind and all sorts. It's been a shocker, but the keen ones are still out there having a crack. Inside the breakwater at Port Mac, starting to see a lot more quality whiting. I've seen pictures of fish up into the 42, mid-40s. So really, really good quality fish down there at the moment. A lot of little ones as well. You've got to go through the little ones to get the big ones, but bit of a mixed bag along the way as well. I've seen some good catches of garfish mixed in with them, tommies, squid, mullet. So on those rougher days where it's almost impossible to fish elsewhere inside the breakwater, at least it's a pretty safe haven. You've just got to rug up and keep warm. On the better days, still good whiting down around Cape Banks, Gerloff, Cape Douglas all the way through there. Some lovely fish off Cape Douglas off the beach there. So if you haven't got a boat, the land-based options down here for the whiting and mullet and that type of thing are just phenomenal. Glenelg River. Heard of some nice mulloway catches upriver though. Wilson's Hall, Sapling Creek, even up as high as Pritchard. So not Pritchard, sorry, the Pines. Some really good mulloway up there. Down the mouth. Hard to get a handle on the estuary of the It's been so windy, but those that have put the time and effort in have caught some fish upriver. Most of the landings have been fishing well for brim. Sandy Waterhole been a hot spot. Wilson's Hall, Pritchard's all the way through there. Frozen prawns, keep it simple. A little running sinker, you should do okay. The boaties have also done fairly well on the estuary perch. Bridge area's been a hot spot of an evening. And they're starting to get some nice fish on the snags hard up against the banks. So another good option this weekend. Looks pretty good, actually, from sort of Friday onwards. The wind backs off, swell backs off for the whole week. It looks quite inviting. So hopefully we might get a crack to head offshore. One of the Cray boys dropped in yesterday and said they're seeing really good numbers of school-sized tuna out off Beachport. These are fish around the 8 to 15 kilo mark, so a good sample of fish. Unusual to see so many this time of year too, but yeah. He said there's good numbers off there, so they'll move through. But you do need some reasonable conditions to get out to them. But this weekend and for next week, it doesn't look too bad. So options are there. We're all getting a little bit excited because the last 2 weeks, it's almost been unfishable, hasn't it? So We're looking forward to this weekend and the next week or so. Fingers crossed.
Craig, hope it goes very, very well for you. Weather's looking great. Thanks for joining us as always this morning, mate.
Good on you, Ewan. See you next week, mate.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.